member of Viewer Relations. How can I assist today?
Hi there, it's President George Bush W. of the United States of Amoeba. I just had a question on my favorite program of Sesame Street. If you might be able to have the time to answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, because I was watching it the other day, and I was feeling highly positivacious about it, and then something came on which really got me to thinking. Maybe you've seen this bit before. You know when they do that stuff where they say, one of these things is not like the others.
Yes.
Three of these things are kind of the same. Can you tell which one is not like the others? Now it's time to play our game. It's time to play our game.
Yes, I know that, sir. Question.
Well, they had a tortoise.
Okay.
Next to that, they had a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to that, they had this real cute itty-bitty mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Next to that, they had the electric waffle maker.
Okay.
And I was just trying to figure out which one did not belong and was not like the others.
I would assume that would be the waffle maker because it's not an animal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think that's right. I think the odd one out was the tortoise because that didn't have a tail.
Okay. Well, if you have a question to find out if what is the correct answer, it would be best to call the producer.
What do you think? Because I don't want to appear dumb when I call.
And no question is dumb. It's an inquiry.
A what?
It's a question, sir. It's not a problem.
All right. Okay. I was certain that it was the tortoise. Do you not think that the tortoise was the one that didn't belong?
Well, in personal opinion, no, I don't believe
really, why,
that.
Why not? Because that's the only one that doesn't have a tail.
Actually, it does have one. It's very, very small. The only one to me that wouldn't belong would be the non-breathing item, which would be, what, the waffle maker, you said?
Awesome. It breathes like smoke comes out of it sometimes.
Yes, but it's not alive.
What about when the little red light comes on?
It's not alive, though. It has no beating heart. It has no blood. It's not a living thing.
But like you look at the rabbit, that has a little itty-bitty tail, and the mouse has, it's got a tail that it wriggles a lot. And like the electric waffle maker, its tail, you kind of plug into the wall to make the light come on.
But that's not a tail, sir. That's a cord.
A cord?
Mm-hmm. Okay?
A cord?
Yes, it's a cord. It's an electrical cord.
Well, the mouse has that, but it's just
but
not
a mouse
as...
doesn't have an electrical cord. It has a tail. Okay? If you don't believe my answer, go ahead and call Sesame Workshop, and they'd probably be able to assist you further.
I'd just like to thank you for your time and your advicitude on this questionary inquiry, which I inquired upon.
Not a problem.
And what do you think of my foreign policy?
Excuse me?
What do you think of my foreign policy?
You didn't mention that, but I really don't have time for that at this time.
Did you vote for me or Gore?
I hope you're not President Bush calling.
Well, of course I am. I knew that I could count on you.
Okay, I have to go now.
Okay, will you vote for me next time?
I sure will.
I sense that this time you did not.
That is correct. Okay, I have to go now.
I knew the odd one out was the tortoise. You were just saying the waffle maker just to kind of piss me off.
Actually, no. The correct answer would be the waffle maker because it's not a real animal, as said before. But I really have to go.
Well, it's been real sweet talking to you.
Okay, you too now. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Internet Radio Experience. From the Hickory Smoked Heartland, double the mess and half the taste, the Skinny White Boy Cast Pod. Can I play with madness?
Broadcasting. Kuzo ga arimasu, watakushi wa ayatsuri in yoga kirai desu, doki ga shimasu.
Can I have your attention, please? Broadcasting.
From the Hickory Smoked Heartland, double the mass and half the taste, the Skinny White Boy, Cast Pod.
I don't know where that came from or if it's even Fonte, but hi, how are you doing? This is Skinny White Boy, and you are listening to the anniversary episode of the Skinny White Boy Cast Pod. That's right, it's number 10 already. All right. We got a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of really, really cool Pod Save audio. As per by request, or whatever, however you want to say that, we're going to do some more historical sound bites. No, just one. And what else? Oh, yeah. We got some specialty stuff for this particular anniversary episode. But first, the new podcast anthem. This is Cruise Box.
Motherfuckers did it for the money, but somebody heard the call. Now you can have it all. I heard it on a podcast, rockin' fucking radio. You want it, you got it, just download it and pot it on a podcast. No one's gonna stop you. Tell the FCC to stick it, kick it. The revolution is on. First computer, that piece of shit was like a freaking Roto-Rooter. Now we've got Wi-Fi, downloading files fast, listening to everyone who's ever done a podcast. It's history, now you see each and every nation. Radio has got to go, it's our emancipation. Play that song, sing along, mash it up and mix it. Radio is fucking loads of Adam Curry.
Revolution's on. It is on a podcast. That was Cruise Box. Hi, it's Skinny White Boy. It's August 1st. It's a, it's a beautiful night. And this is number 10, the anniversary episode. How about that, eh? I've been doing this for what? Oh, all of 2 months now. I'm excited because we're going to do something exciting here a little bit later on. I said it already, didn't I? That was a Cruise Box on a podcast. You really, really, really have to download it, sing along, mash it up, mix it, do whatever you want with it. It's our new national, no, international, no, as I said before, podcast-tational anthem. And that song is just kick-ass, so I can't help but singing along. But first now, like I said, okay, it's August 1st. It's the 10th anniversary episode. I said that. This is Skinny White Boy. This is a Skinny White Boy cast pod. I said all that. So I guess it's time to go to this.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Yeah, listener comments. From the website, Marco said on our, what was that? Yeah, the last episode, not the intermediate episode that I did, but actually the official number 9. He said, the IHOP in Joplin, that's in Missouri, by the way, has one waiter that needs to be taken out in a straitjacket, that is. Okay, the fact that we have 4 children under 5 might make us go senile faster. Heck, I might even already be senile, but I'm not so senile that I need to be talked to in the following manner. Hi there, Skippers. How are you doing today? Would you like some pancakes with delicious syrup? I can see you are all a lovely family. And Marco runs on, but the rest of that you can read on the website, which, by the way, is skinnywhiteboy.castpod.org. That's skinnywhiteboy.cast with a K, pod.org. Then Alex says, great to hear the comments. Just wanted to let you know that it was just in time to have my subscription extended to show number 20. Just kidding, he says. However, would like to hear some more of those historical sounds. Well, Alex, your wish is my command, and some historical soundbite is on its way for today. Then Marco chimes back in and says, hey, are you busy on September 17th? How about a trip to London? He's, of course, well, I think he is anyway, talking about Podcast Con in the UK. He says, always looking for an excuse to go places. Well, Marco, I think I have to take a rain check on that. I wanted to go, and I did check the prices, and the airlines are charging, like, what, $800 for a trip from, you know, here to London, which, shit, you know, that's a lot of money. So I don't know if I can make it. I'm still trying. Don't know yet. Then through email, not on the website, but through email, Greg St. Clair, he's actually, you know, one of the guys from the band you were just hearing, Cruise Box. He says, bro, you were so awesome. I just downloaded your podcast. Cool opener, rocking attitude. Wow. The guys in the band will go insane when they hear SWB singing along with their little podcast anthem. Thanks about a zillion, man. You freaking rock. Well, thanks about a million, Greg. That was really nice of you to say. If you want to leave some comments, you can go do that. Call the voicemail hotline. It's 206-3500-SWB. That's 206-3500-SKINNY-WHITE. No. I should lay off the beer. 206-3500-SWB. That's 206-3500-792. You could always leave your audio comment through email. That's castpod@gmail.com. Again, cast with a K, pod@gmail.com. Or just go to the website, skinnywhiteboy.castpod.org, skinnywhiteboy.cast with a K, as if you didn't know that by now, pod.org. And, yeah, this show is going to be featuring some more PodSave audio. By the way, Cruise Box, PodSave, go download it at www.thatpodcastsong.com. But some more PodSave audio you can find right over here.
Are you a podcaster looking for some great PodSafe music to play? Are you a musician looking for a way to get more exposure for your music? Or maybe you are just tired of the same old stuff on the radio and want to listen to some truly original music? Well, head on over to www.podsafeaudio.com and get your groove on to the diverse musical selections that range from jazz, to metal, to classical, to experimental. All of this music is released under the Creative Commons license, so it is entirely PodSafe. You podcasters out there need reasonably licensed music for DJing, mashups, intros, and background music. And the hordes of talented unsigned artists on the web need a popular outlet for their music. PodSafe Audio hopes to bring these two powerful and creative communities together and offer the world a vision of the future. We also do our own PodSafe Audio podcasts with artists from the site, promoting their favorite music. So check us out at www.podsafeaudio.com.
And this next tune you can find on podsaveaudio.com. It's Megaphone, Not Your Enemy. Megaphone, Not Your Enemy. I already played them in show number one, so somehow it seemed fitting to put those guys back in the anniversary episode of the Skinny White Boy Cast Pod.
One of the most thrilling adventures in the war happened today when an American destroyer dashed to within 25 miles of Tokyo to rescue two American clients.
Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate.
On November 18, 1978, on a secluded compound by the name of Jonestown in the South American country of Guyana, 913 of the 1,100 U.S. citizens believed to live there at the time are said to willingly have committed suicide for their spiritual leader, the Reverend Jim Jones, leader of the extreme Christian cult, the People's Temple. It is hard to comprehend why hundreds of people would decide to end their lives together at the will of one obviously disturbed man, let alone watch their children die by their own admission, feeding them the poison that would soon take their own lives. Only hours before, disciples of Jonestown had killed Congressman Leo Ryan, who had planned to investigate the controversial church, its leader, its followers, and its compound in South America for himself. Some people believe the whole incident was a conspiracy, an experiment in brain control by the CIA. Others say that some 600 black ops
snipers from different countries were practicing in Guyana around the time. None of these rumors hold any ground under close scrutiny or simple common sense. In the words of one survivor of the tragedy, "On November 18, 1978, the world was changed forever. 913 American citizens, 276 of which are minor children, American Congressman Leo Ryan, and a United Press International film crew all lost their lives in that paradise of pain, forever rendered infamous by its name, Jonestown. When the FBI searched the compound in which these people lived, and now died, they found some 900 hours worth of cassette tapes. Most speeches given by the Reverend Jim Jones in Jonestown were recorded in full. Among the recordings, they found what we have come to know as the Jonestown Death Tape, a recording of the last hour in the lives of 913 Americans. The tape was kept under lock and key for many years until finally the FBI released it after a lawsuit filed under the Freedom of Information Act. The world was finally closer to understanding the tragedy that had taken place. What you are about to hear are the last 5 minutes or so of this tape. Please be advised that the following is probably not suitable for young children. The audio chronicles the death of a large group of people.
It's never been done before, you say. It's been done by every tribe in history. Every tribe facing annihilation. All the Indians of the Amazon are doing it right now. They refuse to bring any babies into the world. They kill every child that comes into the world because they don't want to live in this kind of a world. So be patient, be patient. Death is, I tell you, I don't care how many screams you hear, I don't care how many anguished cries, death is a million times preferable to 10 more days of this life. If you knew what was ahead of you, if you knew what was ahead of you, you'd be glad to be stepping over tonight. Death, death, death is common to people. In the Eskimos, they take death in their stride. Let's be dignified. If you quit telling them they're dying, if you adults would stop some of this nonsense, adults, I call on you to stop this nonsense. I call on you to quit exciting your children when all they're doing is going to quiet rest. I call on you to stop this now, if you have any respect at all. Are we black, proud, and socialist, or what are we? Now stop this nonsense. Don't carry this on anymore. You're exciting your children. All over, and it's good. No sorrow that it's all over. I'm glad it's over. Hurry, hurry, my children, hurry. All I say, let's not fall into the hands of the enemy. Hurry, my children. Hurry. The seniors out here that I'm concerned about, hurry. I don't want to leave my seniors to this mess. Quickly, 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 quickly. Sisters, good knowing you. No more pain, Al. No more pain, I said, Al. No more pain. Jim Cobb is laying on the airfield dead at this moment. Remember, Oliver woman said she come over and kill me if her sons wouldn't stop her. These are people, the peddlers of hate. All we're doing is laying down our life. We're not letting them take our life. We're laying down our life. We're taking their lives. We just want peace.
All I'd like to say is that my so-called parents was filled with so much hate. And treachery. I think you people out here should think about how your relatives was and be glad about that your children are being laid to rest. And all I like to say is I thank Dad for making me strong to stand with it all and make me ready for it. Thank you.
All they do them is all they do is taking a drink to take to go to sleep. That's what death is, sleep. Tired of it. I'm tired of it all.
Loving thing he could have ever done. the most loving thing all of us could have done. And it's been a pleasure walking with all of you in this revolutionary struggle. No other way I would rather go than give my life for socialism, communism. And I thank Dad very, very much.
But that Dad's love and mercy and goodness and kindness and bringing us to this land of freedom, his love, his mother was the advance guard to socialism. And his love and his mercy should go on forever, onto the fields of
pine. Where's the vat? Where's the vat with the green sea?
His love should go on forever onto the fields of pine. And thank you, Dad.
The vat with the green sea in, please. Bring it here so the adults can begin. Beg you, don't fail to follow my advice. You'll be sorry.
You'll be sorry.
That we do it and that they do it. Us trust you. You have to step across. We used to sing this world's not our home. Well, it sure isn't. As we were saying, it sure wasn't. Yeah. He doesn't want to tell him. All he's doing, if they will tell him, assure these children. Can some people assure these children of the relaxation of stepping over to the next plane? We've set an example for others. We've set 1,000 people who say we don't like the way the world is. Who's done? Take our life from us. We laid it down. We got tired. We didn't commit suicide. We committed an act of revolutionary suicide protesting the conditions of an inhumane world.
Hello, I am Elgar from the E-Cast, from the Netherlands, uit Nederland, dames en heren. I said ladies and gentlemen in Dutch, anyway, maar dat terzijde. I want to say I never listened to that fucked up skinny white boy.
Alright, thank you, Elgar. Hey, I said I was going to do something special because this is number 10 and I am going to do something special. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give away a free T-shirt. All you have to do is be among the first 10 callers to the Skinny White Boy voicemail hotline. That's at 206-3500-SWB. That's 206-3500-792. And the only thing you have to do once you get there, once you dial that number, is say the following thing. Listen close. Eat my feed at skinnywhiteboy.caspod.org. That's all you have to do to win a free Skinny White Boy T-shirt. Just because it was number 10, I'm all by myself here. I have released a line of clothing T-shirts. You can, if you go to my website, you can go check them out. You'll find a picture of them, and you click on it. You can see all the designs. I'm going to give away one. If you are among, excuse me, Heineken moment. If you are among the first 10 to call the Skinny White Boy voicemail hotline, 206-3500-792, and say, eat my feed at skinnywhiteboy.caspot.org, I'll put you in the hat, and we'll do the random drawing and all that good stuff. Oh, by the way, if you really, really can't make long distance or international phone calls, just leave me an audio comment, just record yourself in an MP3, and then send it to castpod@gmail.com. Cast with a K, pod@gmail.com. That's all you have to do to win the free T-shirt, specially for number 10. I'm not going to do this ever again. This was just for number 10. So, go ahead, win the T-shirt. And now, the last song of the day. I haven't done this in a long time. About, what, 3 episodes? Dynamo's Rhythm Aces. This one's called Don't Stop Me Now.
Tonight, well, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. Cause I feel alive, man. I feel alive. Like I could take the world and just turn it inside out, baby, and float it around in ecstasy. So don't stop me now. don't stop me, because I'm having a good time, I'm having a good time. A shooting star leaping through the sky, like a tiger defying the laws of gravity. Said I'm a racing car passing by, a lady Godiva, but can't be no, 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 no holding me. Burn straight through the sky, yeah, 200 degrees is like the communist Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light, I wanna make a supersonic man out of you.
Yeah, dude.
So don't stop me now, I'm having such a good time, I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
Time, don't wanna stop at all, yeah. Cause I'm a rocket ship on its way to Mars, on a collision course like a satellite. I'm out of control, I'm a sex machine ready to reload, like an atom bomb. I gotta go, whoa, 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 explode. Burn straight through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees is like the communist Fahrenheit. Driving at the speed of light, I wanna make a supersonic woman of you.
Yeah, dude.
I'm having such a good time, I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, give me a call, but don't stop me. Having a good time.
Don't stop me.
Said I'm having a good time and don't wanna stop at all. Somebody stop me. I'm like a satellite, I've gone out of control. I'm a sex machine, ready to reload. Like an atom bomb, I got a man, I've got to explode. I burn straight through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees is like the communist Fahrenheit. Driving at the speed of light, I want to make a supersonic woman of you.
Yeah, I do.
So don't stop me now, I'm having such a good time, I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now,
if you want to have a good time.
Thank you very much. Whoops. All right. Sorry about that. I love it. Number 10, anniversary episode, and everything goes wrong. By the way, that whole t-shirt contest thing, that would have been a lot more exciting if I had picked out some special music or something for it. But anyway, like I said, you can win the t-shirt. Just say, eat my feet, it's Skinny White Boy, and you can call that in at 206-3500 SWB, 206-3500 792, or just leave me an email. Gotta quickly, before we die altogether here, thank some people. Mark Gunn, go visit him at catdrinkingsongs.com. I played him a couple of shows ago, and he put a link up to our site from his. Also, the guys at podcastshuffle.com for the same thing. You know what? This was number 10. I'm gonna be out of here.
From the Hickory Smoked Heartland, double the mess and half the taste, the Skinny White Boy Cast Pod.